The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Well, good morning to those on the Pacific Coast and Central Time, and good afternoon to those everywhere else. And this is your host, Vincent Jenna, and this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show, where I do everything I can to help you unblock and release your brilliance in order to become unstoppable. And when you're unstoppable, you can manifest and create anything you want in this life. And remember, you're manifesting consciously or unconsciously 24/7. You've got to remember that. Even in your sleep, you're manifesting, because we manifest from our unconscious beliefs, not our consciousness. So it's what's deep down in your core, unconscious, superconscious mind, as Carl Jung labeled it. And so 24/7, that's putting out energy, sleep or no sleep. That's why it's so vital and important to do this work. Come to Unity Radio, come to my show, Stop Stopping Yourself, and this is the best work that you can do for yourself. Well, before I get on, because today is call in and have your questions answered psychically or make a mediumship connection, so all those that are listening, please call in and hang on the line. I will get to you right away. We already have callers. I'm excited about that. But I do have to say I am flying high, all right? I was in, first of all, we went to Sedona, Arizona last week. Absolutely amazing place for any of you who have never been there before. Absolutely put it on a bucket list. Not only is it beautiful, but of course the energy there is amazing. And my wife and I learned so much about the energy of the earth. And over in Sedona, there is both male energy vortexes that are coming from the earth and female energy vortexes. And the interesting thing is the way they've labeled them. The male energy vortexes actually energize you and make you feel vibrant and energetic. And it actually lifts you up. The energy spirals out of the earth and up into the atmosphere away from the earth. And so what was really interesting, before I even learned about the vortexes, and my wife and I went on a tour, we were going around, driving around ourselves, and we had stopped in this gorgeous spot where these two mountain formations were there. One was called Bell Rock, and the other one was called Courthouse Rock, because they were in the shape of a bell, and one was in the shape of a courthouse. And I'm standing there, and whoa, I'm getting really buzzed out here, and I wasn't even in Colorado and doing any gummies or anything, that for sure. Who needs that? And I'm standing there, and I'm feeling my energy actually rising out of my head. Anybody who's familiar with Kundalini energy or is into that and yoga and the chakras, you'll know that there is an energy flow that goes through us. And when you're meditating, that Kundalini energy comes from the base of your spine. It goes all the way up until your crown chakra, and then it spirals down like a figure eight, back down into your bottom, okay, your base chakra. And so I'm standing there, and I'm feeling this energy just pulling me up, and it felt remarkable. And I told my wife right away, I can guarantee you this is an energy vortex right here, because I'm feeling it. And sure enough, when we went on the tour the next day, next evening, we were brought right to that spot and told that that is absolutely an energy vortex, and it is a male energy vortex which goes up. And the interesting thing, my wife, on the other hand, was not feeling the same way. She was feeling actually more pulled down and drained in her, and the energy vortexes work differently on each body. So we went to another spot, and the female vortex energy actually is a calming energy, and it spirals down into the earth, and it makes you feel more grounded. So my wife has been my grounding factor. Of course, I'm the psychic medium, and I'm out in the clouds and the cosmos all the time, and if it wasn't for her, I'd never have my feet planted on the ground. So she is the grounded one. And when we were at that vortex, the female vortex, which spiraled down, before the tour guide even explained it to us, right away my wife Eileen said, oh my gosh, I feel so comfortable here. I feel so relaxed. I feel so grounded into the earth. And then, of course, the tour guide said, absolutely, this is the energy that pulls down into the earth. So depending upon the type of personality that you are, you're going to be affected differently by the different vortexes, and it's absolutely amazing to feel it first and then get it validated. So it's not crazy. When you see the plants there, which are absolutely amazing, there are a lot of junipers around the vortexes. Now, junipers, if anybody knows botany, junipers grow straight. Those are the those giant green, very pencil-looking like plants that you usually see people put up in their backyard as like a fence. You see them in estates and certain areas. They're very pointed and they go up. And there's all different types of junipers, but most junipers are very straight. Well, all the junipers around the vortexes, their trunks have gone in twisted formation, and they actually follow the energy of the vortex. So you can see the base and the trunk of the junipers all spiraled around each other, which is absolutely amazing. So I totally recommend that. And so there we are. We only had 2 days in Sedona. We're definitely going back. And then I had my great summit in Scottsdale, Arizona, the Soul Summit Scottsdale. And we had unbelievable experts and luminaries there. John Holland was there. Suzanne Giesman was there. Holy cow. Howard Martin from HeartMath, who developed HeartMath, was there. George Norrie was there, and Tommy Danhauser, and so many incredible people and such wonderful spirits. Kathy Perry was there, and beautiful spirit from the Philippines. Unbelievable stories. But the power that was raised there through the different workshops that we did was amazing. Now I've got to tell you all about this. We try to put these conferences together for a specific reason. Yeah, it's great when we can get a bunch of luminaries together in one room. But what it produces for the attendees is an experience that you cannot experience anywhere else. We do a lot of things online, like I'm doing right now, this online radio show, or I do webinars, or I'll do teleconference, and we write books, and we put that all out there for you to read, to pick up, to help you in your daily practice, in your daily life. To raise a vibration within you. But I am telling you this right now. There is nothing greater or better than attending one of these events live. Because not only do you get to feed off of the energy of the presenter, you get to feed off of each other's energy. I am telling you, the attendees were flying there. There was healings going on because of that energy. Everybody was so loving and giving. And you're walking around with that. It's like the DoubleTree, the last time that they had an event like that was last year. They just like people are drawn. You see people who weren't even planning on attending, right? They're coming in the front entrance ready to check in to their hotel because they're going to do some sightseeing in Scottsdale or whatever. And you literally see them being drawn and pulled. They're leaning over towards the ballroom section where our event is going on. And right away, they're pulled in. They don't see a lot. It's not, yes, we had some people in the lobby, the Spirit line out there with some of the vendors, beautiful vendors that were there as well. Right? Intuitive hallway. But it didn't make a difference how many they actually saw. It was the energy that was pulling them in. What's going on over here? What's happening? It's different than just going to a wedding, you know, at a in a ballroom. Yes, that's fun. But this is about raising soul energy, not just your mind, not just putting you, you know, having a celebration and a lot of fun. This is about touching your soul, and touching your soul is about touching God. And that's all there was in this event, was God everywhere. And people are touching it, feeling it, and recognizing that that's who they are. That's why it's so important to go to these events. I mean, isn't it more fun to go to the movies with a bunch of friends? I mean, yeah, you can go to the movie all by yourself and you're sitting there and you're watching, oh, this is so good. And, oh, yes, you're enjoying it with your popcorn and your drink and whatever, and you're looking around you to see if anybody else is enjoying it, and then you get to go home by yourself. Now, that's one type of enjoyment, but there's nothing greater than having a bunch of friends because, you know, you're sitting there in anticipation beforehand. And you're going, oh, my gosh, I've been waiting to see this movie. Like, for example, on Friday, my wife and I and a couple of friends are going to see the Downton Abbey movie. Oh, my God, I love Downton Abbey, right? So we're getting so excited. This is like, OK, we just came back from Scottsdale, Arizona. What fun. That's great. Oh, my gosh, do we have anything else to look forward to? Yes, on Friday evening is the Downton Abbey movie. Oh, wow, I can't wait to go. So you got that anticipation, and our friends were like, oh, can we go with you? Yes. So I know we're going to be sitting there waiting. We're watching the, you know, all the other trailers from all the other movies, which, by the way, I happen to love. I never get to the movies late because I love watching those trailers of what's to come and all that anticipation. But you got to wait so long for it to come. Then you watch the movie and you're focused on it and you're enjoying it. And at the end of the movie, you're looking at each other and you're going, oh, my God, that was incredible. You're either doing that or you're going, oh, that was the crappiest movie I've ever seen in my life. Holy cow, who said this was good? You know, but you still have fun and enjoyment, especially when it's so wonderful and it's beautiful and you're sharing that with each other. And you've got to take the opportunity. These are the greatest investments. We spend money, so much money on crap in our lives. I'm telling you, look at the things and the tchotchkes you may have around you, whether they be figurines, whether it be a new lawn furniture outside. Oh, and those are all great things. And some things are an absolute waste, which you didn't need to get. But you need to invest in your soul, in your heart, in your growth, because that's what brings in abundance so that you can get the rest of the stuff that you want. And even if you don't want stuff, it raises you to a higher level. And when you're at a higher level, you have higher experiences. Understand that the reason for doing this is so that the experiences in your life now are higher, are deeper experiences, more rewarding, more fulfilling, more abundant. This isn't just about touchy-feely stuff so that you can just feel good until your next crisis. This isn't about that. This is about how to learn how to stop the crises before they occur, to stop the illnesses, to live a quality of life. I mean, one of the reasons why I don't get a flu shot is because I don't need it. I don't believe I'm ever going to get the flu. I have actually not had the flu ever. I am going to be 65 years old. I have never had the flu. And don't get me wrong, it's not that my immune system is so incredible that I avoid getting sick. I get the occasional virus very rarely. I get the occasional cold very rarely, but I don't get pneumonias and I don't get flus because I won't allow myself to. And that's the bottom line. And so you can live a higher life. So there's so many opportunities. Look for wonderful opportunities. And talking about opportunities, I must talk about this one. And I'm going to get to my caller. So you hold on there. I appreciate your patience. This is important stuff. January 2020, from January 5th to January 12th, is a spiritual cruise where science of mind and unity comes together to sail the ocean together, to go through life and illuminating principles and concepts and energy and feelings together. We're going to the Caribbean or the Caribbean, however you want to say it. And there are going to be such spiritual leaders on there, including myself, Temple Hayes, who has a show a couple of hours after mine, absolutely making such an impact on the world with her work. Yes, on the world. She's an amazing person. She's even going to be speaking with Michael Beckwith and Michelle Pascal and many others at Carnegie Hall in December. So if you're in New York, look that up. Go to her website and take a look at that, because she's an amazing speaker. All right. I like the way I talk. Okay. I'm one of those, you know, down to earth, tell it like it is people. I made people laugh this whole past weekend. They were hysterical laughing. I got deep messages in there. Okay. However, I love hearing Temple Hayes. She's so amazing in her talk. She walks her talk. She reminds me also of Suzanne Giesman, who I worked with. Both of those women, they're so inspirational. They're so powerful. So you get to spend time with a person like Temple Hayes. You get to spend time with me if you go on this cruise. It's 8 days and seven nights. It's an unbelievable investment. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to do talks. We're going to have a couple of workshops. I'm actually going to be doing readings privately with people there. But most of all, we're going to have fun sitting together with like-minded people. The group that goes, we're going to primarily have our cabins together. We're going to dine together. We're going to relax together. You're going to be able to pick our brains. You're going to be able to ask us questions that you normally can't ask. And why in this environment? I'll tell you why. Because when you are at your most relaxed, when you are centered, and there's nothing like cruising along an ocean, especially on an absolutely gorgeous cruise line, Holland America, and their brand new ship that we're going to be on, the New Stottendam. And if you go to my website at vincentjenna.com and you go under events, you can find out all the information there and actually see a movie of it. But when you are in that relaxed frame of mind and state of mind, holy moly, do things happen. You absorb more, your level is raised. And I'm telling you, after a full week of flying high with these luminaries and gaining all of that insight and all of that inspiration and mostly empowerment, you are going to be able to take that through the rest of the year. That's why we're doing it at the beginning of the year, not to mention that it's also cheaper at the beginning of the year. It's a good time to go. It's at the end of hurricane season. There's not going to be any more hurricanes at that time. I can predict that. But it's going to be absolutely magnificent. Do yourself a favor and invest in it. And tell them Vinny sent you, or Vincent sent you, my cousin Vinny, so that you can get great service. So go online, look at it more, vincentjenna.com or spirit@sea.com, and then click on the Unity and Science of Mind cruise. So do yourself a favor, okay? As well as there's other events that are coming up. So do yourself a favor and go do something like that. I know I'm flying, and I was one of the presenters, but I made sure I was in as many of those workshops that I could be in. That's also Suzanne Giesman. go to her website. And if you have a chance to, both of us teach mediumship and psychic skills, which are great, as well as she has other programs there. And you want to download or listen to some of her trancing, actually channeling, not trancing. Trancing is when the spirit completely takes over your body. Channeling is when the spirit comes through your body. And she trances Sanaya, which is absolutely amazing. And Suzanne is going to be on here on my show as a guest in the near future. We're arranging that now. So she's going to have some inspirational talk when she is on. So, okay. All right. So we're going to go to the lines. I have a few minutes left. Let's start. I have this patient person waiting. I'm going to tell you right now that we've got Penny on hold here, and I'm bringing Penny on right now. And Penny, I'm going to tell you, you're a very loving patient spirit, and I hope you carry that through your life. So welcome to the Stop Stopping Yourself show, and thank you for calling in. How are you today?
Thank you, Vincent. I'm doing really well. How are you today?
Oh, like I said, I'm flying, hon. You're going to get great information from me no matter what your question is. So what is your question for me today, Penny?
Well, Vincent, you know, it's funny you ask, because I was thinking, and there's so many different questions I could ask you, but I'm not sure I would feel good about picking the right question. And I just really want to trust whatever messages you have for me is what I need to hear at this moment for
whatever. Okay, absolutely. That is so funny that you put it that way, because the first thing I was going to say to you is trust yourself. That's the biggest message. And you just pointed out the fact that you don't, right? Because you weren't sure whether you'd be asking the right question. Girl, I'm telling you right now, you are the answer to all of your questions, and you are the answer to many other people's questions, and you should be speaking, and out there in the world presenting your information, your knowledge, and helping others, because that's who you are. You're very well spoken. I'm getting great feelings about the words you have. Archangel Michael says, I love the way she talks. She needs to write. Do you do any writing now, Penny?
No, I don't.
Get it started. Okay, I don't care if you do little articles, if you do a little blog page. Actually, start with a blog page. It's really simple to get a blog. But here is the thing which is really funny. Archangel Michael is telling me that you have very deep opinions. Is that correct?
In some things, yes, I do. I try to stay neutral, but as far as...
I know you try to stay neutral. Why do you try to stay neutral? Don't do that. That's what this message is all about for you. Know who you are and honor yourself. When you hold to an opinion, a feeling, a belief, you've got to first define your beliefs. And this is great, Penny, because you actually set this up for everybody else who's listening right now. Okay, we're going to wind up continuing this on the other side of the commercial once it comes up. But I'm going to tell you right now, all right, holding on to your truth doesn't mean you're closed off to everything else. An open-minded person is not one who has the volume turned up, or the speakers turned up, or the microphones, whatever you want to call them, to hear everybody, the amplifier. It's like you're this big giant amplifier taking in everything. I'm going to take in everything. We're going to listen to everything. I want to make sure I don't close off to anything. And you get overwhelmed that way, number one, and you also lose yourself that way. You have to trust that the intuition and the insight that is coming to you is wonderful, and that if you're meant to adjust it, you'll even receive messages for that. So being open-minded has nothing to do with taking in all opinions. Being open-minded means the ability to be able to change your own beliefs when you have heard something that corrects or sounds more intellectual. That's what I did all my life. People thought I was very closed-minded because I had very strong opinions, and I still do now. I absolutely love my opinions, and I'm going to hold on to them until I'm proven wrong. And guess what? I get proven wrong. And throughout my life, I've been able to be proven wrong. But here's the point is when you hold on to your beliefs so strong, you will also hear loudly whether you're holding on to the wrong belief. It's a matter of then having the confidence to let go and change and say, okay, you know what? I really thought that this was good for me to do and to hold on to, but I'm realizing now this is better. But you want to hold on to it 100%. You want to commit to your beliefs because that's the only way to find out what else you need and what's lacking. But that is primarily, you have very strong, good beliefs. I'm being meant to validate what you already know. And you know a lot. Okay. And you're going to be drawn to wanting to learn more. Stop being a professional student. Okay. And know that you already know. You understand what I'm saying there, Penny?
I do.
Know that you already know. And now that you know you already know, you can already start your work and get out there because you've literally been holding yourself up. I'm seeing you do some things, but not a lot of things that you're meant to do because you keep thinking that there's more for you to gain or learn before you can put yourself out there. Don't you find yourself in a position of giving advice to others?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
A lot, right? Just yeah. Wait, say that again. That just happened the other day?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it didn't just happen the other day. It's happened through a lot of your life. When you were younger, your opinions and feelings weren't heard. And I'm getting the feeling that because of that, well, I'm knowing, not getting the feeling, me, I mean internal psychic feeling. That because your opinions weren't valued. Oh, I'm at a commercial break here, Penny, already. So hang in there. When we come on the other side of the commercial, we're going to talk more about it. So thank you for calling in and thank everybody for listening to the Stop Stopping Yourself show. We're coming back with Penny. Very profound insight on the other side of the commercial. So hang in there.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Well, here we are. Welcome back. I'm your host, Vincent Jenna. And if you're just joining us, I was just on the line with Penny. I'm going to get back to you. Just hold on 1 second, Penny. I just want to remind everybody that next week, if you want to talk with one of your guides, people are asking me all the time, how can I communicate with my guides or the angels or even God? Well, next week, I'm actually going to take you through a guided meditation reverie. And a reverie is an experience. It's a revelation. And you will have the opportunity not only to meet a guide of yours, but to communicate and receive a message from your guide. So join me next Wednesday and have that experience because it's a pretty amazing experience if you haven't done it already. All right, back to you, Penny. So here we are. It's about trusting yourself and all that you've received. So we were talking about in your childhood how your opinion and what you had to say, you did not necessarily feel it was valued. And so what winds up happening at that point is that once you become an adult, little Penny is still in there and influencing you and kind of pulls you back. And it's little Penny that makes you doubt yourself. It's little Penny that makes you feel I might not ask the right question. So I want to make sure. So you pick the question for me, you know? And what you have to do is get over that. Big Penny is pretty trained, and Big Penny's soul is complete and is waiting to express itself through you. And it's your turn now. It's your time. One of the reasons why you got through to this call today and why I'm doing this today is because you're ready for a big transformation. And I kind of feel that there is an upsurging already bubbling within you deep down. Is that correct, Penny? Do you feel like something is about ready to change?
Yeah, because I felt like any question I was going to ask you wasn't significant enough to ask. It wasn't deep enough.
No. It wasn't
I
big
feel like
enough.
I something deep.
Well, there you go. I've been giving you depth today. Self-belief, self-love is the primary thing, and honoring your inner voice, because you're going to be receiving a lot of direction and messages, and it is about putting your word out there. And however you want to do that, there are online shows. I mean, my goodness, you can even go to, I guess Blog Talk Radio is still free. I'm not sure. That's how I started years ago. You can even start your own radio show and be a host of your own radio show just to be heard. Or like I said, do a blog. This is for other people who want to write and contribute. There are two websites that you can participate in that you go to. It's free to register. And then you pick the area of interest you would like to be contacted on. And it's about reporters and all of these online journals that are looking for content. So one of the sites is called reporter.com. And the other one is Harrow, H-A-R-O. Help a reporter out.com. So it's HARO.com. And you go on there and you just tell them what you're interested in. If you're interested in cooking recipes or healthy food or metaphysics or the paranormal or aliens, it doesn't make a difference what it is. You put in your area of interest, and then they'll occasionally send you an email and say, hey, would you like to contribute an article on this? Or I'm writing a book. That's how many, many authors collaborated with other authors, is by offering some content to a book that they were writing. And I'm telling you, you'd be surprised as the number of subjects that's out there. And Penny, you'd be perfect for that. Like I said, that's very funny. Archangel Michael again. I like talking with Michael. He's a buddy of mine. And he says, Penny has an opinion on a lot of subjects. Okay. So that's good, Penny. Don't get rid of those opinions. And it's really good to be heard. And you can do that now and feel finally your value. I know you've come a long way now in your life. You've taken care of a lot of issues, because I'm feeling a lot of that from your past. But you're at a point in your life now to really expand and grow and feel your full worth. Does all of this make sense to you?
Yes, that's totally where I'm at. I feel like something big is here, but I don't know what it is, and I don't know where I'm going, and I don't know what my purpose is, but I feel like it's time to start. I just don't know how and what and where.
Totally understandable. It's really hard for us to figure those things out. I attended a workshop many years ago that was so very enlightening. And it's not that I didn't really know what the speaker was talking about, because I've been involved with this work for 37 years. But it's the way that he put it that really gave me an aha moment. He said that which was the most difficult for you when you're a child, that which is the most difficult for you when you were a child, chances are, is what your purpose is and what you'll be doing for others. So here's the thing. You not being heard, not being valued, chances are you're meant to now be heard and help people feel valued. Just like with me, I was so bullied that my self-esteem and self-belief was completely torn away from me. And now all I care about and do is to help people believe in themselves. And I was picked on a lot because I talked a lot and I didn't always say the right things, but I certainly didn't say anything that deserved bullying. But I used to get beat by my mother because I couldn't shut up. I always argued with her and always kept asking her why. It wasn't that I was a bad kid, but when she wanted me to pursue or do some things in school, and I was like, but I don't want to do those things. I want to do these things. And she just kept insisting, no, you've got to do these things. And I would say, why? And I wouldn't shut up, even though she would tell me to shut up. And even after she hit me, I'd say, why did you hit me? And so guess what I use? And then in school, especially in elementary school, I used to get in trouble all the time because I would be talking in class all the time. I was asking about what the teacher was talking about. It's not like I was talking about something else than what I was doing at home, but I was constantly asking my classmates, what does she mean by that? Or I didn't understand that. Or geez, I wish she talked up. I can't even hear her. And I would constantly get in trouble. Well, guess what? I talk all the time now, and I get paid for it this time. So you got to look at your past. You've got to look at what was taken away from you and what hurt you the most. You've got to look at the personality style you had, and then you got to put that together and realize that that is your soul's purpose. So I am telling you, you're a teacher of sorts, an inspiration to others. And you'll be doing that in any form that you choose to do that in. Now, if you want to do something formally, it's very similar to what I'm saying, to discover your soul's purpose, EdgarCasey.org. EdgarCasey.org. The Edgar Casey material actually has a program, Discover Your Soul's Purpose. And I can assure you, when you go through the steps, you will discover that you're meant to do exactly what I just told you you're going to be doing. So you need to get out there, Penny, and you need to talk, and people need to hear you, and you need to prepare yourself for that. And the way you prepare yourself for that is to work with little Penny and develop the confidence you need to get out there. What do you feel about talking in front of others right now?
Oh, no, not feeling very confident in that area.
Yeah, well, take a public speaking class. Say that again. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, no, you're okay. I'm too critical of myself.
Stop! I need you to go to my website, and on any page except the home page, and anybody can watch this, there is a YouTube video I have. Bob Newhart, there used to be the Bob Newhart show where he played the role of a psychiatrist. Well, there's a Saturday Night Live clip of him playing a psychiatrist and a woman coming in asking for help. You've got to go watch it because it's absolutely hysterical. And his advice and only advice is stop it. Just stop it. It's like, and she's going, well, I don't appreciate that tone of voice and that kind of help. Well, stop it. Is it bothering you? Is what you're thinking and doing bothering you? Is that the reason why you came here? Yeah, you don't believe in yourself. You're afraid. Whatever, you'll see it. I don't want to give it all away. He goes, well, stop it. So if you're critical of yourself, Penny, stop it. It's a choice. Stop being critical of yourself. You're actually following the pattern of your parents and everybody else who was around you when you were a kid who criticized you. Now you're doing it. Here's the thing. There's nothing to criticize. When was the last time you went out and punched somebody in the face or picked up a gun and went and shot anybody or sold drugs to little kids? What is so bad about you that you've got to criticize yourself? What do you make some mistakes? What do you... What? What are you criticizing then?
I just want to criticize myself. I'm not good enough. I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough.
Well, that's little Penny. Penny, go listen to some of my work and go to my website. Go to the online store and get the lecture, God, It's Not Working. Because that's an important lecture there, or stop stopping yourself and become unstoppable. Between those two, you'll understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. I do it all the time. I just did it half hour before this show. I was listening to a song with all my success. I was listening to a Broadway musical song I was a professional actor. I always wanted to do Broadway. I never got a chance to do Broadway. And I wound up switching into this, or it switched into me. My soul directed me into this work. And so while I was listening to the song, little Vinny popped his head out, and I wasn't expecting it. And he was saying, yeah, you're 65 years old, and what did you really achieve? And what, you know, you'd never got a chance to do what you really wanted to do. And I'm listening to him for a bit, people. Okay, I'm listening to it. I have saved people's lives all over the world. I have stopped people from committing suicide. I have transformed thousands of souls' lives. I had the most powerful weekend. I was considered one of the most powerful speakers at the event there. And little Vinny is popping his head up and still saying, you're not good enough. You weren't good enough. And Penny, I understand that voice. I understand that voice. But here's the difference between you and me. As soon as I caught it, I stopped. I stopped and I said, wait a minute, little Vinny. That is so untrue. You've done so much. You've touched so many lives in the past 36 years of my life. And Penny, you've got to stop. You've got to really, really be self-disciplined. I know, hon, I don't want you to be 65 years old and still listening to little Penny telling you you're not good enough. You are, darling. I know you as a psychic. I know you as a soul. Archangel Michael said, are you kidding me? This woman is so self-conscious. She wouldn't do anything to hurt anybody. You're one of God's best. And I mean, I'm serious. Oh. That's what he just told me. You're one of God's best children. And so you've got to start seeing that. You've got that godness in you. How can you be so bad? I don't care what you think you've done. You're on this call because you want to know what more you can do. Do you understand that? There's a lot of people that throw that away, that don't even try, that become apathetic, and you're not apathetic. You're asking, what more can I do? Isn't that the sign of an intellectual person, an inspired person, a motivated person? What do you say, Penny? What do you think?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You're hitting the nails on the head. My gosh.
I know I'm hitting the nails on the head. I know you, hon. And the greatest thing is, here's the biggest nail and the biggest truth. You are going to make an impact on people's lives bigger than you can imagine. Start seeing yourself bigger. Take yourself out of the little fishbowl that you have yourself in and put yourself in a big lake and the ocean, because that's how big you will grow. And your guides and the angels and gods and the higher-ups, all of those people are there. They're going to help you. Just understand you're good enough to receive their help and their guidance every step of the way. Just like this phone call today, this did not come because you happened to get through. This came because God's trying to tell you something about you, and you needed to hear this. So this is the truth. This is who you are, and you're going to do great things. You understand that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I am not a BS artist here. I am a psychic medium. I've been doing this for years, and I feel you, hon. You're going to be doing that. You understand that?
I do. I believe you. You are so right on everything you're saying. I totally believe it, and that you are right. That is why I called, and that's why I didn't have one specific question to ask. It was so much more. And thank you, Vincent, for sharing all of this with me. Wow.
Oh, my God. And I've got one more thing to say, okay, even though I've said a lot already. All right? Archangel Michael said, give her the girl mirror thing. I said, okay. You need to write on the mirror of your bathroom, in a crayon, in a lipstick, it doesn't matter, I am beautiful. Because he's tired of you walking in and looking in that mirror and being disappointed. It's time for you to realize how beautiful you really are, inside and out. Okay, will you do that so you see it every day? I am beautiful. I am enough. All right. If I had you write all over the place what you really need to read, your entire house would be graffiti. Okay. So do it yourself. I am beautiful. I am good enough. I am smart enough. I am. There was an old Saturday Night Live segment, Stuart Smalley. And it was actually a parody for AA, where Stuart is supposed to be this counselor, but he actually isn't a legitimate counselor. And he's looking in the mirror and saying, I'm smart enough, I'm good enough, and dosh gone it, people like me. And so it's a whole joke about that, but I based an entire workshop on that. God and your ego are one, which is absolutely fabulous. So you have got to praise yourself, love yourself. Oh, by the way, yeah, God and your ego is one of another great lecture. Then you can get that online too. It's one of the most important ones after all the explaining is there. It tells you that we have to enhance our egos, not get rid of them. So Penny, thank you so much for calling, hon. I'd so appreciate it, because you just made a difference already by your own story and feeling to 3/4 of the world and the people that are listening to this show. Okay, hon?
Oh, Vincent, you're a blessing. Thank you so much.
It takes one to know one, hon. You take care of yourself. I wish you the best. Drop me a line and tell me how you're doing.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the powerful stuff. That really is. That's all we experienced. When we go to these summits, when practitioners like myself participate in these summits, right? We're surprised at some of the things that people are still feeling, and the misery that they're experiencing, and the lack of worth. I had a woman come to me in a private reading. And it was as if I was the only one who ever told her she's ever had any value. And it was just remarkable. This woman was constantly depressed through most of her life, on medication. They actually came to a point the doctors wanted to do shock therapy on her, which is absolutely horrible. That takes away your personality and memories as well. But because she had so much depression and felt so bad about herself, well, I was with her for 30 minutes. That's all. 30 minutes. I let this person feel some hope in herself, because nobody else believed in her. My wife and I have been together for 46 years. And I have to say that I was divinely guided to her and attracted her as well, but mostly divinely guided, because she was the only person in my life. I had some friends, a couple of friends, and really loving friends. And I had second families and moms that would nurture me. But they didn't, they couldn't help me in any way because of the torment and the bullying that I was going through. But at 17 years old, when I met my wife, for some reason, because of her internal gift, because of her soul, she was able to see inside of me. She saw my godness. That's what I call a godness, the part of you that is God. And because of that, she constantly reminded me of that. Now, at first, I had thought that I was a failed actor, because I never got what I wanted to get. But she totally believed in me and went along with me and said, oh, I know you're going to be somebody big and famous. I just know you are, because you have all of that within you. I see that greatness within you. I see the effect you're going to have and you have now on people. So at first we were thinking, oh, you're going to be a very successful actor. I have absolutely no doubt. And when that wasn't happening, she said, well, it's only because maybe you've chosen the wrong area, but something is going to come up. And then this happened to me. This, awakening where I was told I was going to be a spiritual teacher and messenger. And I didn't know what that was going to look like, but she immediately knew. She said, oh, you're going to be very successful at that. I know that. And I'm like, how do you know that? She says, because I see it. I see it inside of you. And I believe in you. I believe in you. And even when I say it now, it brings tears to my eyes to have somebody believe that you are part of God, that you are a loving, incredible being, people. And I believe in you. I believe in all of you because we're all the same and we all come from the same place and we just need someone to believe in us. Just one person. That's all it takes, is one person to believe in you. So we got a few minutes left and I just want to empower that. If there's anyone that you can help in that way, believe in someone and let them know. But mostly believe in yourself. It's the only thing that gets in the way. I don't care where your life is right now. I don't care if you're financial dire straits. I don't care if you're not in a loving relationship or you've broken up with three, four individuals, but it's not working. I don't care if your health is bad. Those are all human aspects. Those are all the physical things that's going on with us. But the one thing that can never be damaged, the one thing that could never be broken is your soul. That was created by the God source. We have just forgotten who we are, which is what caused the separation and the loss of that understanding. Because as soon as you have that understanding about yourself, your entire life turns around. I'm not asking you to have good feelings and nice, pretty thoughts just for the sake of having pretty thoughts. That's BS. That doesn't get you anything. It really doesn't. That's not the reason to have these thoughts and understanding. You must have these beliefs because that's what's going to create your life. Go to a spiritual center and take a class. Science of Mind and Unity Centers have the most incredible classes. I'm going to one. I'm going to one tomorrow night. I'm going back to Prosperity Plus 3 by Mary Morrissey. Science of Mind has Mary Morrissey's programs. Go and find one. Wherever you are, there is a Science of Mind, there is a Unity Center, and they're holding classes. Take a class. Take it in person. Yes, there's wonderful online courses. If you can't do it in person, do it online based on your location. But take a class to help you change your beliefs. I don't care if you take a psychic medium class. I don't care if you take a Reiki class. I don't care. You can do all of that. But I'm telling you right now, unless you take a class to learn how to believe in yourself, to learn that you are more than, you are not going to change anything in your life. My programs, God, It's Not Working, and Stop Stopping Yourself and Become Unstoppable, which are actual workshops. You can get them on my website. Go to the online store. $10 to download a friggin', I believe that's all it is. I don't remember. Yeah, I believe it's $10 to download the digital audio. Again, invest a small amount of money to get a large amount of enlightenment so that you can empower yourself. I am very controversial when it comes to talking about the ego. You will never find another luminary, another spiritual teacher, another speaker who talks about the ego the way I do. I don't care if you think it's in the Course of Miracles. I don't care about anything. I know God gave us ego to identify ourselves individually so we can have an individual experience of our godness. And in having the individual experience, you will want the wholeness experience. So it doesn't separate us. It actually draws us back to God. So people, this is Vincent Jenna in Stop Stopping Yourself. Go out there. Have a wonderful time. Go look for some seminar. Come join me on the cruise. I look forward to it. Come up to me. Tell me you listen to my show. I love you all. I wish you all the best. Have an incredible week, rest of the week, an incredible weekend. And I will see you next week on the Stop Stopping Yourself show, where I'm going to introduce you to some of your guides. This is Vincent Jenna. thank you for joining us here at Unity Online Radio. Stay tuned for Dr. Dream. And then after her is Temple Hayes, Kelly Walden Sullivan. Kelly Sullivan Walden. Thank you. I'm saying it right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.